We know downtown pretty well.
Yes. We'll call this work session of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, to order at this time. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us with an invocation this morning?
Yes, sir. Lord, during these most difficult and trying times, please show us the way. Let those who are sick be healed and keep my family and friends in your care. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Shirley, would you please lead us in the pledge this morning?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under indivisible, liberty, and justice.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Pete Solvis? Commissioner Luis Solvis?
I am here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes, Mr. Dorenkamp, or any additions, Mrs. Shirley?
No, sir.
No.
Entertain a motion, please.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Solvis?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez is absent.
Okay, well, again, I'll reiterate the fact I apologize for not being there in person. I was under the understanding that this was via Zoom. However, we are here, and I'm going to put you on my big screen so I can see you. There you are. And welcome to Los Angeles County. We appreciate you for coming down and for being here with us today to enlighten us regarding your conversation with the CSU Extension Office. So, Dr. Shirley and your staff and your members that are with you, the floor is yours.
Excellent. Well, first I'd like the individuals who are with me to introduce themselves. So we'll start with...
I'm CJ Mucklow. I'm the Northwest Colorado Regional Director and Interim Director of Field Operations for Extension. Excuse me.
I'm Bruce Fickinger. I'm the Director of Extension down here for the Southeast Region. I'm at both you gentlemen before on Zoom. I haven't met you in person yet, so I apologize for that.
And then you on them, Kim.
Oh,
and
thank you. I'm over here too. Hello, it's Kim.
So I started at CSU on July 14th, and one of my priorities is to travel around the state to get to know our partners. The role that I fill is the Assistant Vice President for Engagement and Extension and the Deputy Director of CSU Extension. And one of the reasons why we're coming to counties is just really to say thank you, because Extension doesn't exist without your partnership. So we really value your contributions and your support for the work that we do. One of the things that the CSU system has prioritized is increasing our investment into rural Colorado through an expanded rural engagement initiative. So over a few years, $1 million invested in rural Colorado through looking at accessible education. So making sure that there are opportunities for youth in rural Colorado that don't necessarily require coming to Fort Collins, but building on the capacity of our partnerships with community colleges and our place-based infrastructure through Extension. And then two, looking at scholarships for youth, specifically through our 4-H programs. And then health extension is an area that we're expanding to, and this is something that Bruce has been working on a lot through with the agriculture community, because we have strong trusted partnerships and relationships with the farming and ranching communities. We're seen as a go-to resource just from a relationship standpoint. So I don't know, Bruce, if you want to talk just a little bit about that work that you're doing.
For about the last 3 years now, I've been involved with Southeast Health Group, and it went back to when we had a rash of suicides in one community. And so we look at the mental health of the egg producers, or that was our main concern. We've started the coffee shop project, which is, again, it's more just a communication tool to keep track of friends and family and acquaintances. And if we see an issue, then we can refer them to a therapist or get them some help, whatever, wherever that may be. And so that's been the push. I don't know, we use the COMET concept, which is, COMET is an acronym for changing our mental and emotional trajectory. And it's a fairly simple concept, but it's on the board. There's myself as the extension agent. We have an implement dealer. We have a banker. We have a livestock auction owner. And so it's those of us that develop a rapport with ag producers that get to know them, and they get to know us, and we develop that relationship and can understand where they're coming from.
Well, if I may add, Bruce, thank you for that. As we all know, Colorado is, agriculture is under attack this past couple of years with our legislators in our current administration at the Capitol with Governor Polis's office. And this is a true concern. Commissioner Haas has done a couple of interviews as well regarding these issues exactly, for the mental capacities and the suicides and just being an all right farmer and rancher and the hurdles that we're facing these days, especially with these types of the environment that we're facing right now. So thank you for that. And that, can you rephrase the name? What do you call it? Common?
COMET.
COMET.
It's changing our mental and emotional trajectory. It was actually developed by a rocket scientist. So it goes back to that. And, you know, if you want me to come down and do something, I work with J.C. Kurica at Southeast Health Group out of Rocky Ford and Lahana. And, you know, we're more than willing to come down and put on a workshop and you know, get the subject out to producers down here. One other thing we have done, and it kind of goes back, it was prior to the red flag deal, and it's a little different concept, but we do have a gun shop program as well, where people can turn, we work with the local gun shops, and if people have an issue or are concerned, they can turn their firearms into that gun shop, no questions asked, and for safekeeping until they feel they can have them again, or the family feels like that. And so it's a little less restrictive than the red flag program, but it's another program we have to help hopefully prevent some suicide.
Yeah, when you have time, sometime this week or next week, email that information to the board, if you would. And I believe Commissioner Haas sits on the agricultural board for CCI as well, and he can pass that on to our local producers, and maybe if there's interest, then we can move forward to having a workshop here, but that'd be great.
And I will be at the CCI meeting next week in Walsenburg as well.
Okay, make sure you mention it there. And if they don't give you time on the floor, let me know.
Thank you.
We'll have Felix squeeze in, because he's the president of CCI. So.
And Bruce, I'm vice chair of the Southern District, so I can get you on there, and also chair of the Ag, Wildlife, and Rural Affairs Committee. And I want to tell you that I've done three interviews, one for the Colorado Farm Bureau was when I was on the executive board, one with Joy Bunch with the Colorado Sun, and then one with Action 22, which I sit on that board also. And in regards to mental health and opioid addiction and that sort of thing with our ranchers and farmers in the community. So thank you for pursuing this and doing some education. I've personally experienced three different occasions where friends have taken their lives because of drought and family pressure. And it's a tough thing to talk about.
Even when we started that, I told the group that, you know, we may not prevent all the suicides, but we have to be there for the people who are left as well.
And I too apologize. I'm not there. I thought this was a Zoom. So I apologize for not being there.
Not a problem.
Would have liked to have met you guys in person.
We
We'll be back, so that's, it's not a problem. I think expanding on the agriculture and science piece, looking back at the accessible education, really prioritizing those career pathway programs or education programs focused on agriculture and science through, you know, starting with 4-H youth development and building in opportunities for kids to see the wide variety of career opportunities in agriculture and science. And so that's another priority of this initiative as well. And then the last two areas focus on economic development and community development, so rural business development. And then one of the other areas relates to veterinary services. We've been hearing on this tour that veterinary services is important. So did you want to about what we've heard so far?
Yeah, they're real concerned we don't have enough food animal veterinarians in rural America. We're not replacing the ones we have. I think it's, I see you nodding your head, so I think maybe it's an issue too. So where I'm pursuing that with the commissioner from Cheyenne County, there's been a lot of work done on that nationally and locally too, but I'm gonna follow up with him and can certainly copy all of you interested in making sure, if you don't have service industries like a vet, if you're a ranch, that's a serious issue. So needing food and animal veterinarians across the country in rural America is really a big issue, and they're trying to address it. I don't have any details, but it's been recognized by the Board of Governors that's an issue, and seeing how we can, given that we have a big vet hospital, it's an issue we're aware of too.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What's your enrollment at CSU like? Has it dropped?
No, the enrollment at CSU is actually up. Now, specifically the vet college, I don't know the vet college, but I do know that the number of students going into rural food animal practices has gone down. The number of vets has gone up, but the number that want to go and do rural work, food animals, has not gone up. I know that for a fact. And I've been playing phone tag with a lady named Reagan Adams, who's an extension veterinarian, to try to get some more. That's been a challenge for them too.
Well, it's probably understandable. It's probably more profitable being in.
Yes. More profitable, less risky, less travel.
Less waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you got all those things. So we still need them though, and there's.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge in Northwest Colorado too. We have one food animal veterinarian that concentrates on food animals, and keeping him there is really matters to the ranches that remain in Rout, Mott, and Jackson counties. It's a challenge. So, opposite of here, but cows are still important in those counties.
I have a couple questions to the education piece of it. Has Extension reached out to, and I forget your name, sir.
CJ Mupo.
CJ. Okay, sir. Have we reached out to our local Trinidad State College for possible entrepreneur partnership or some sort of educational piece of the local arena, number one?
I want to let Lindsay answer that, because we do think that there's a pathway that are with community colleges and junior colleges. So I'll let Lindsay follow up with that.
Right. That's something that we're prioritizing, because not all all youth or individuals interested in education have to end at CSU, but we in higher education need to work together to find appropriate pathways so people aren't just getting training and not doing anything with it. So that's a part of this initiative, is to open that door. And from my experience before here, I was at Oregon State University, and we co-located positions at community colleges and shared positions. And so there's a lot of opportunity for us to expand in that area, because we're better together. So yes, we need to open those doors. So if you have specific individuals that you want us to connect with and partner with or recommend, feel free to send those recommendations, and we'll reach out, follow up, and come back and build out those partnerships.
I will contact President Rhonda Eppert. That's her name. She is the president of Trinidad State College. And by the way, Governor Polis signed I believe it was a bill that no longer is Trinidad State a junior college. No longer it is just Trinidad State College. So they've lost the junior. Hopefully they can attract more students by doing that. Sometimes that happens. And what I was referring to earlier, having to leave early this morning, is my daughter is in high school. She's a junior, but she is taking college courses here. So maybe if there was some sort of agricultural courses available for our, you know, and we attend Honey High School, so we are at the Ag School east of town. It's an agricultural known school out in the Honey Farmers. And if there was some of those courses available for some of these students, maybe they may have more enrollment for high school students. And the second part of my question is, we haven't started this in Los Angeles County yet. We are in the talks with Otero County. There's a program out there, and a board I'm on, the Otero Partners, of an entrepreneurship for youth. And Otero Partners is a lending mechanism to help small businesses, but now they're reaching out into a youth format for young entrepreneurs, especially in the agricultural field, of starting their own beef production, maybe be one or two animals or something like that on a small scale for the youth. And is there some type of entrepreneur stewardship on behalf of CSU to enhance or entice some of these folks that aren't in the farming and ranching family business as it is, of maybe creating and stirring the idea for other youth to possibly go into the farming and ranching industry?
We have a program called Beginning Farmers and Ranchers, where we do train both young farmers and ranchers that know a little bit about agriculture and know nothing about it, have a desire. We have that program. It's not connected with this group you're talking about. Of course, our 4-H program, we like to think, creates entrepreneurs. I think it's one of the few youth programs that actually teaches business skills with raising livestock. But there's some other areas I think we could partner with too. And I don't know of any specific examples in Southeast Colorado. I'm not familiar with them. We've done some things up in Northwest Colorado with the Cattlemen's Association, trying to get kids to take a heifer and learn the costs of it. And I know the FFA programs are growing in Colorado. And they also put a big emphasis on the economics of agriculture. So that's all the best I can answer that. I don't know, Bruce or Lindsay, when I have more.
Are you working with Danielle Berg on that?
Is
that
yes.
You? And I know Danielle. Yeah, CJ's right. I also work very closely with all the FFA chapters all the counties. And so we can work through a partnership with us and the FFA chapters and with Danielle to see what we can get done with it anyway.
Yeah, anything to spark interest for our youth to, the cowboy, like Commissioner Haas, is a dying breed. No pun intended, Tony. But that particular industry, you ask a high school student nowadays, where's your food come from? And they say Safeway. They don't realize it comes from a producer. And if we focus on educating our youth, even in the local school districts, I know it's Lori and Kim do their best to get out in the community and talk about egg productions and using the incubators and all this to stir interest. I just was wondering if there was more we can do, and also if there's more funding available through CSU and Extension, and what we would need to do on our share of the county to kind of spark more interest for our youth. And I don't know if there's some way to get our kids off their cell phones and outside in the yard working with rabbits and chickens and such, but I was just curious how we can move forward and how we can assist as a county in your program. So thank you.
Now, the community college up in Steamboat, Northwest Colorado Community College, and the FFA program in Oak Creek got $1 million grant for exactly what you're talking about. I don't know any of the details, but if I get your email, I know the guy who runs it used to work for us, Jay Whaley, and they're expanded the FFA program, and it's about agriculture entrepreneurship. If you look up the Steamboat pilot, if you look up on them online this morning, there was an article this morning about the program, and they're pretty proud of it and successful. It's exactly what you're talking about, but I don't know the funding source. I think it was the community colleges. If I get your email today, I'll make sure you have it by Monday.
And
Libby's involved in it too, with Extension. So Libby's our consumer family scientist, looking for direct marketing products too. So she's involved with it too.
Yeah, and Mr. Dornkamp can give you that email. It's just my name, LUIS.LOPEZ, the number 2 at losanimascounty.org. So LUIS.
And if you looked right up there by our name plaques, and I'm sorry I'm not there again, but right there by our name plaques, there's little boxes, and they have our cards in those boxes. So I'd appreciate that email also.
I know it's a little far for down here, but I do know where there's a locker plant that's for sale. It was operating until about a month ago, and that's up at Haswell. So maybe we can work something with that. I don't know.
Super.
And the last thing that we've been prioritizing over the last year is a community needs assessment. And so folks in the county have been gathering data, and we've been looking across the wide system. So, and we're in the process of analyzing it. So we'll bring back, you know, what we've heard and what we've found to really make sure that we're on the right track. And then we can build together some of the next steps for extension in Colorado. And also we would like to explore and do listening sessions around and needs are the gaps and opportunities and, you know, what are some of the real positive bright spots and where can we continue to grow with our 4-H program? Because it's an important element to community development is making sure that we have positive youth development. So that's all that I have today, but, you know, again, really saying thank you. We appreciate and value your partnership and your support. And if there's anything that we can do for you, don't hesitate. We're on your team. So,
A quick question for you, Doctor. Do you know if we have, and I don't know, possibly, do we have any legislation regarding our curriculums for our junior and senior high schools in the state of Colorado in regards to agriculture? And if not, possibly we can make some phone calls to our Senator Cleve Simpson and our Representative Richard Holtorf.
Yeah, that's something that I would have to look into. We don't?
I don't know.
I know in the next couple of weeks, our Vice President, Dean of the College of Agriculture at CSU. So I added to the agenda looking at career pathway programs for youth to agriculture related degree programs. And so that will be a question that I can ask him and see what we can prioritize together. Having him involved will be a good approach.
Okay, and time could be of the essence, especially now we're coming towards the end of the second half of the year, into the fall and winter, and the right around the corner is the next legislative session. So if we were to start planning for anything like that to possibly initiate something into our core curriculums for our schools in the state of Colorado, now would be the time. If there is something that you guys see a need for and would ask for commissioners, we can get support through CCI as well, and also our local representation here in Los Angeles County and the region that we're in. So, just keep in touch with us on that.
I'll see what I can find out before the CCI meeting next week and bring that with me.
And thank you all for making the trip down to come see us today. And a big shout out to Kim and Lori Arnold. They are great. They work with my children every year. My kids are part of their 4-H program, and I'm a proud dad of grand champion rabbits this year of my oldest daughter. And so we are a big family involved in ag and 4-H, and these two ladies here in Los Angeles County are doing a great job for you guys. And thank you for your time. Commissioner Haas, you have any closing comments?
No, thank you also. And in my past life, before I was commissioner, I was also a 4-H leader and heavily involved in FFA and the heifer wrangle at the stock show, and actually donated some heifers. And I really appreciate what Lori and Kim are able to do. And I value the partnership with CSU, and thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Adjourn work session.
Oh, go ahead, Kim. Do you have a question?
Oh, that was not me. Kim Chavez, sorry.
Chavez.
Well, I don't have a question.
No questions? Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Pete Lopez? Excuse me, Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
And Pete is missing.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a great day and have a safe trip back home.
Thank you.